There's Darlene Love, Marshmallow World from the Phil Spector album. Play one more cut, I think, from that one going forward. This last Beatles record is from 1969. The Beatles had broken up by this point, so it's heavy with John and Yoko just goofing around. But it's pretty fun listening to these things. I really think it brings you back to a time, if you were a Beatles fan, growing up and getting these every Christmas. It's pretty cool. It's pretty personal and pretty neat little time capsule to what they considered humor and stuff back then, too. I love that pantomime one from 1966, when Everywhere It's Christmas. A lot of fun. But this one's interesting, too. And you got little clips from Ringo and George in here, of course, and Paul. So here you go, last Christmas Beatles record from 1969. And then I'm going to get into some other stuff for you. WMFO in Medford.
Now, you lads, have you just shout Happy Christmas for us in this day?
Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Well, one, two, three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
Garden with your wife Yoko, but do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands, and I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, happy new year.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy, happy.
Oh, good evening to you, gentlemen. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So, how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
So, you don't mind this high gates and things, I mean the wall, the
ceiling. Oh, I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. You see?
Yes.
Lady.
That I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all.
To come. We've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully, you know.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that, and just there's something about
deep and
it,
crisp
delicate.
And even. And brightly sort of, shone the moon last night.
Like
the
a strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
New Year. Take two. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
John.
You're cool.
John.
Happy Christmas.
It's warm and nice and comfy. Let's put the light on the trees.
All right, dear. You pass me the light, and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Magic Christian, Magic Christian, Magic Christian. It's just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I get you a pink, pink teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Yeah, good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a... a teddy bear.
A pink pink teddy bear.
And a train set.
A milking train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon and down to the moon.
An ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots 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 and lots.
WMFO in Medford, here comes Sting with a song about three ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ and His Lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Pray will I sail those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Pray will I sail those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Are they sailing to Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? Or they sailing to Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning? And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning, and all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, and all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning, and let us all rejoice and be on Christmas Day, and let us all rejoice and be on Christmas Day in the morning.
You know Dasher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Like that Burl Ives. He looks like Santa. Here's the Crystals, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Thank you. search of his bow. Spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought, with ice on his wings, they knew he was gone.
Secret, she must keep that she can.
2020, I know a few boys that wouldn't mind being a fairy on a Christmas tree either. Weird. Anyway, this next one is from Billy May. This is one of my absolute favorites, too. It's called Do You Believe in Santa Claus? Before that, it was Gracie Fields' Fairy on the Christmas Tree. We had There's Always Tomorrow from Rankin Bass Christmas Classics, who did Rudolph and Rudolph's Shiny New Year and Year Without a Santa Claus, all those great ones. And we also had Snoopy's Christmas in there from the Royal Guardsman, talking about Snoopy battling the Red Baron on Christmas. It's a fun little obscure song that I pulled out from the 60s time travel capsule. Anyway, here we are right in the middle of the show, or toward the end of the show, in the second hour. And I got some more treats coming up for you, including a number from The Killers. So stick around. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Christmas show here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, Freeform Radio.
Do you believe in Santa Claus and the stories you've been told? Does Santa really dress in red and live up where it's cold? Are Donner, Blitzen, and the rest the reindeer on his sleigh? Does it go flying in the sky with toys for Christmas Day? Does Santa know just who's been good and those who have been bad? And does he land on chimney tops with toys to make you glad? Do you believe in Santa Claus and do you think it's true that Santa really comes around with Christmas gifts for you? Come when you're asleep and fill up all your stockings with some things for you to keep. And have you ever stayed up late and while you nod your head, you think you catch a glimpse of him but you wake right up in bed? Just how does Santa fit inside the chimneys that are small? You ask so many questions that I think you've asked them all. Well, you must stop your wondering. Don't ask your mas and pas. You see, the story's really true, for I am Santa Claus. See, the story's really true, 'cause I am Santa Claus.
I'll tell you, if I was downstairs and Santa came down the chimney and talked to me like that, that'd scare the ever-loving shit out of me.
Wish you Merry Christmas.
Can't do that.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Follow me in merry measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad. Super bad, super bad.
Hey America, it's Christmas time. Hey America, it's Christmas time. All year long, you've been giving me the peace signs. But dig what happened after 12 months of time. Right now, more than a billion peace signs. No more. Hey America, don't you think it's about time? After more than a billion of those peace signs, for me to start coming your way, and people to start to come in mine. Don't you think it's about time for mass more than a million peace signs to start coming your way, and you got coming mine. You said,
hey!
Let's fight together. Let's beat together. America, I mean you and you and you. Let's start another year together. White or black, blue or green, even a man I've never seen. Let's get together, let's get together. Love one another. Hey America, it's Christmas time. God gave you some, let us celebrate. It's with wine. God gave his son. Let us celebrate. Let us celebrate it. Hey! With wine. Don't you think it's about time for after more than 12 months a billion peace signs? Some saying right on, the others saying straight ahead. Right on, straight ahead. As-salamu alaykum, straight ahead. Zygazit, straight ahead. Hey! the United States, you know. Everybody, let's do it together. Have a Nagila.
Soul Brother number one, James Brown there with America. It's Christmas time. Dun-dun-dun. Bam, bam, bam. Dun-dun-dun. Bam-dun-dun. I like that. It's fun. It's from Santa's, James Brown's Funky Christmas. America, America something. America, it's Christmas time. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. James Brown's Funky Christmas. Met James Brown once. Pretty cool. I was down at Foxwoods, and I went with my friend, and we had tickets, and we got there, and we go to get seated, and somebody's sitting in our seats. And then I went up, and I'm like, well, what'd he do? So they ended up taking a table, like right out of Goodfellas. They took a table and brought us right up to the front. It was really cool. And then afterwards, I was wandering around, and I started to play blackjack, and who comes up but James Brown? Dun-dun-dun. And he's got his friends there, you know, he's got his little entourage, probably about four or five people, a couple of good-looking girls and a couple of bad-looking ones, and big guy, was holding his money, I think, dun-dun-dun. And James played a couple of hands of blackjack. He's there for about maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and he won about $100. And of course, somebody turned to him and said, how you feel, James? And he said, I feel good. It's pretty cool. It's a little Christmas James Brown story for you. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. Hey, America, it's Christmas time. Dun-dun-dun. Got a few more for you, and then I'm going to have an eggnog. Maybe a candy cane.
Woke up to sun streaming in my room, one beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life. My parents sent a Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here.
And I play so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in LA. Another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe. Another tighter, Carmelita. I don't know how long I can stay. Left a girl behind in my old man's truck. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling?
man, of course she did. I'm walking in Dantana's bar to try and talk with Harry Dean. I don't know if I can take.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? Go.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, to go.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Oh, 6 packs of 2.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of mac bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer
in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke. 6 packs of 2 4. 5. Beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah. 5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Okay, you know what you left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay,
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I want.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the store.
You could have gone down
and get some presents.
Like,
good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that has been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, it can't be a chainsaw.
Some time ago at Santa's place, up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day. Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, your heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl, a boy.
We'll laugh and play together, and we'll hold each other tight. Snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all laugh to Joel, you're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift, you're just a booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. And now you have to go and live with one who's been naughty.
But I may keep poor Joel crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury.
Joel, Joel, the lump of coal fell down upon his knees. I don't want to live with a naughty kid. Don't make me Santa, please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump. You're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joel was in a sack. He cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back?
And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joel's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face, and tears were in his eyes. He picked Joel up and held him, said, you can be my friend. I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin. This is how Santa treats the kids. I'm just glad that I'm not him. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, knew what he must do. He said, now I know the reason why I got sent to you. Person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. And Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, he gave his life away. Good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Time's a little short, but I had three killers ones in there for you. Three of my favorite of the ones that they put out. And I'm going to have a couple more here for you. Cheech and Chong's always a favorite. I love to listen to this one every year. So I'm going to give you Cheech and Chong, and I'm going to close you out with, from the very first record that I had, the first Christmas record for children, I'm going to leave you with what I used to listen to as a kid right before Christmas, a guy named Ray Heatherton with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Good night, everyone, and have a wonderful Christmas. I will be back next week with the year-end roundup here on Time Travel. I'm going to talk about 2020 a little bit and play a couple of songs along the way as we finish what is arguably the craziest year of at least my lifetime in the past 50 years, 2020. So you guys have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have some fun with family and friends, and I really wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for supporting Time Travel here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Good night, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah, man. It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, man. Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all covered with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"